So if you guys have any questions whatsoever about keto or intermittent fasting, whether you're starting keto as a new person or just need to debug your program, or you have a question about a product, call one of our keto consultants. They'll be able to help you. Call 540-299-1557. That's 540-299-1557.
Welcome to the Dr. Berg's Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast, where Dr. Berg takes you on the journey for the truth about getting healthy and losing healthy weight.
Hey guys, today I'm going to talk about the relationship between potassium and stomach acid, okay? Like that's hydrochloric acid. In other videos, I'm always recommending taking apple cider vinegar for digestion to help increase the acidity of the stomach, and sometimes betaine hydrochloride, sea salt to help the build up the chlorides to make hydrochloric acid. But there's another nutrient that is critical in making stomach acid, okay? And that is potassium. If you don't have enough potassium, it's going to be very difficult to make hydrochloric acid. But let's talk first about the symptoms if you're low in stomach acid, okay? You're not going to be able to digest red meat. You're not going to like it. It's going to make you feel bad. You're just not going to want it, okay? And it's going to create bloating, gas, belching, burping, constipation, and then acid reflux eventually. These are some of the symptoms. So in addition to taking hydrochloric acid, you want to make sure you have enough potassium as well. Where do you get that? Vegetables, very key source. I mean, potassium is also in red meat and other meats and even chicken, but not as much. Avocados, beet leaves. So when you're eating your salad, realize you're helping your digestion big time, okay, eventually. But potassium is critical in the stomach's ability to just make hydrochloric acid. The last point I want to make is that people don't usually realize the amount of potassium they need. They need a lot. They need 4,700 milligrams every single day. 4,700 milligrams, that's for a healthy person. If the person has rheumatoid arthritis and they're stressed out, they might need 5,000 to 6,000 milligrams. They just need more. If they have insulin resistance or they're diabetic, they need a lot of potassium. It's kind of like the gap that I see between people getting healthy and what they're doing. They don't consume enough vegetables. They just don't do it. And so you may want to take an electrolyte powder with more potassium or just force yourself to eat more vegetables because this is critical. The amount of vegetables that you need on a given day to reach this would be about 7 to 10 cups. That's high quality greens, not iceberg lettuce. But also you'll get potassium from the other things that you're eating as well, even nuts, even some in the eggs. So it's not just all coming from the vegetable, but I want to just make a note that stomach acid is very, very important in breaking down protein, absorbing minerals, and killing pathogens. And you want to make sure you have enough potassium to fortify this, to make sure that this is supported. All right. Thanks for watching. So I'm doing a survey for future videos on topics that you are interested in. This one is going to be on your biggest keto difficulty. If you wouldn't mind filling out the survey down below, I put a link in the description. Please fill it out. Thank you so much. Hey guys, I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.